more. It is the Joe and Alex show, and Ryan is still on hold taking some advice for Ask Alex. His girlfriend does not seem to trust him anytime he goes out anywhere, whether it's out with the boys, out to the gym, out to the store. She has to write property of what, Jen, on his ding-a-ling?
Yeah, that's her name, right, Ryan?
I say it again, but there we go. I didn't have his phone on. Okay, well, Jen sounds lovely. Anyways, we're trying to get your advice. What you think should go on here? Because Ryan just wants to know. She thinks that he cheated on her because he went to the gym, worked out really hard, and well, the marker, which is, what'd you say? It's a safe kind of marker.
It's non-toxic.
Non-toxic marker, kind of smudge, which makes sense when you sweat and stuff like that. Live the Web Girl. What are we getting on our social media this morning?
Ariel says his stuff is already in the garage. Just finish the job and load it up in the car and drive far away. Yes, girls get jealous sometimes, but this is overkill. This is not okay. And then Bryce says, hey, Ryan, if you want to pull all her doubt to rest, then forget the Sharpie and head to the tattoo shop. P.S.
No.
Run. She's crazy, bro.
Don't put a needle on your dick.
That doesn't make any sense because then it wouldn't smear. So it's not.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
We're talking smear. Here.
That's how she can tell, supposedly, that he's been cheating, is if it's smeared.
What about a henna tattoo?
It's not an issue of, like, the party seeing the member, as it were, and saying, oh, this doesn't belong to
me. Does she do this, like, when you go, like, I went the other day, I got a physical at the doctor. Like, does your doctor see, like, property of Jen, like, when you go?
I don't have a checkup until, I need to go to the doctor.
But I'm saying, what would your doctor say? Like, what? Oh, my God. All right. We got a few more calls this morning. Let's go to line number one this morning. Heather's on the Joe and Alex show. Heather, what did you want to say to Ryan?
I believe him. He definitely needs to go to the doctor. Like, this chick is crazy, and I'm thinking he's just as crazy. Like, Sharpie does not smear. I've had it on my skin. I know what it takes to get it off, and he has got to be, like, raw, inch to inch, from having to scrub this off. And there's no way he could even touch her, let alone anyone else, because he's got to be in pain.
But a Sharpie smears, though, doesn't it? Hold on. Live the Web Girl. Come here. I'm going to write on your arm real quick. No, I was kidding. But I feel like it could smear a bit. Like, if you're sweaty and you're in the gym, your pants rub against stuff.
I've never had any luck with one smearing.
What, you've been writing on Ding Dongs, too?
No,
but we got a tweet that says they went to high school. We got a tweet that says somebody, they went to high school with a girl named Nancy, and she used to talk about how she wrote the same thing on her boyfriend's ding dong.
See?
I cannot believe that there are other girls doing this.
I do. Women are crazy, Alex. You should know. All right, let's go to line number four and talk to Dan. Dan, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
So, if he was working out at the gym, getting sweaty and stuff, and it was rubbing, then there should be a smudge on his underwear, right? From where the marker rubbed off? Show her that.
The problem is I wear black underwear.
Ah. Oh. Maybe buy some white ones, put the marker on it, and then show it to her.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Black skid marks.
Yeah.
Isn't it already bad enough, Dan? You want this guy to wear tidy whities now?
I mean,
hasn't he been through enough
to prove that he hasn't been cheating, so...
This is way too much.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll do that next time.
All right, thanks, Danny. I appreciate it, man. You got to wear black, too, in case, you know, you have a fart and it's something else.
That is disgusting.
It's the truth. Don't act like you've never been there.
Stop.
Nick on the Joe and Alex show. Nick, you're on with Ryan. What did you want to say, bud?
Hey, man, I'm going to drop something on you real 100% honest, brother. I was in the same kind of relationship minus the marker stuff. I would go out and fix my truck. And some lady walks up and goes, hey, can you point me in the direction of this? Magically, I slept with her in that time frame of 30 seconds of a conversation.
Yeah.
I had a kid with this person. This person tried to drag me through the mud, the dirt, everything. No matter what I did, I worked. My check showed my hours. I was at work and gone the whole time. I took 2 minutes longer coming home because I stopped off to buy her something. And she threw it against the wall because she said I took 2 minutes too long and I cheated. You need to get out of this because if you have a kid with her or anything like that, brother, you are going to be miserable. I still am dealing with her. I have full custody of my daughter in half for the last 8 years, but she damaged my kid. She has kind of messed me up in some way because I'm scared to touch my phone sometimes, even with my wife now, and she don't care. You know, that's not good, man.
Ryan,
you
are you
get
hearing
out of
this?
There.
Ryan, are you listening?
I'm telling you right now, that's
listening.
No joke. And also, this is a controlling relationship. You're making excuses for her every time someone bashes her. And I used to do the same thing. She could be dead wrong, go up and smack somebody dead in their face for no reason. and I'm going to defend her because I'm so scared she's going to get mad at me. You're doing the same thing, dude. You got to get out of that. Go find you someone that trusts that you're going to the gym, trust that you're doing what you got to do to be good to her, because my wife is 1,000% good to me. She don't look through my phone. She don't do nothing, because a chick texted me from Craigslist when I wrote her about a phone.
Okay, okay. So,
she,
Ryan.
I magically slept with her.
Hold on, Nick. Ryan, what do you think about what Nick is saying?
It's definitely something I guess I can see where he's coming from. I mean,
I promise you, dude. I'm not trying to be mean to you, but that's 100.
Like this, right?
Nick, man, thank you for calling in and trying to help Ryan out this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. You guys have a good one.
All right, well.
Ryan, are you a little salty with Nick there? You sound a little salty.
No, I'm not trying to be salty. It's just like I can see what he's saying, but I just feel like I've misrepresented Jen, I think.
Wow.
All right. Well, there's that's interesting. Okay.
I really have loved this Ask Alex, and I want you to call back at some point and give us an update on like where you and Jen are.
Sure.
In the future,
because I think it's going to be fine. Yeah. I mean, I got to figure out how to get out of this garage. So
you're just going to try to convince her that you didn't cheat and stay with her then?
That's kind of where I'm leaning. I mean, I see what Nick was saying. I don't know.
Wow.
If Nick didn't change you, nothing's going
to
change
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Nick was pretty convincing to me. He kind of put the fear of God in me.
Ryan, man, thank you so much. I'll never look at a marker the same way again.
thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for all your help.
Yep.
All right. That was Ryan today for Ask Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you couldn't get through, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think, your advice, your experience, whatever it is. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.